Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Sellers. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Phil Huffman. And now, play ball. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Huffman covering, for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Murray moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts between the mound and first base. Huffman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sellers covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Nate Snell now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Boggs moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Miller pinch runs for Tony Armas. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Sellers fields it and throws to first for the out. Wiggins moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Murray moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn is walked intentionally. Bruce Giesen now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Giesen covering, for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley strikes out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Giesen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Brad Havens now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wiggins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell bunts towards second. Wiggins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards short. Ripken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. John Habian now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boggs scores. Greenwell moves to third. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Kevin Romine pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. Miller moves to third. Romine moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards the mound. Habian reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Wiggins moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Tim Lawler now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Malley. Greenwell moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Greenwell scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gutierrez. Young moves to second. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawler covering, for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Tom O'Malley. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Al Pardo. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Steve Crawford now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek juggles the ball. That's an error on Jurek. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Murray reaches second base with a double. Wiggins scores. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 9-8, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is walked intentionally. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Ripken. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Rick Dempsey now catching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey scoops up the ball and tags Barrett for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-4 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.